on this Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November 24th, 2021, 19 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to On the Air. Glenn Coble's with me, Bob Welsh as well, and it's the big day. Here in about 90 minutes, we are going to try the Tur Pizza. The turkey stuffed pizza. Okay. Is that right? No, the pizza stuffed turkey. Why does that always sound wrong to me when I say it?
A pizza stuffed turkey.
Oh, it's going to be delicious here in just moments,
yikes.
Glenn.
I'm going to get fat again.
Are you excited?
Oh, I am fat.
You're plumped up for the big holiday here. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm changing your name, by the way, to Joe.
Today. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
My folk trio, we had Bob, Glenn, and Joe. And now we've got Bob, Glenn, and Joe.
And Joe. I'm sorry, Glenn. It's a little too late in the game to change the name. Well, I do want to touch on this for a little bit, though, this morning. Oh, by the way, we got to update the Geraldo Journal. Hold on a second. This is very important material here on this station.
Hey, you're supposed to get that done before I get it.
Well, I was busy this morning, Glenn. I talked to dear Pat.
I heard you talking to Pat. She's a sweetheart, isn't she? I really enjoyed listening to her.
Emmy Award winner, Grammy Award winner. Theater Award winner. You know, the Geraldo thing has been going on now since September the 16th. Now, we update this every day, and I think it drives people nuts to a certain extent.
Oh, it definitely drives me nuts.
It drives you nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's very important that we do it, especially on the holidays. So here we are on the 24th of
November.
Thank you, Glenn. Did you think I was unaware of what this was?
I was afraid you were slipping back into your dementia.
Let's see. I did not hear from Geraldo. But as I said last week, I did talk to somebody close to Geraldo. And after the 29th, I think there's going to be some movement on this.
Ooh, that would be good. Geraldo movement.
Geraldo movement. So at this point, I guess I will just say happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the Geraldo Journal goes away. For see how quick we did that?
Yeah.
Because this is going to be studied by historians many, many years.
Matter
the
fact,
old Geraldo Journal.
They're waiting outside the door right now to take you away and study it.
it's right over there. Oh, now we got to talk about the big story of the morning.
All right.
Aside from the Tur Pizza, which is I about did Lady Justice. No. The Harding dog collar.
Yes.
The Harding dog collar.
What was the dog's name? I forget.
Laddie Boy.
Laddie Boy, yeah.
So if you don't know, here's the story. Laddie Boy's dog collar, which is just gold-plated. I think we've said gold dog collar so much that people are confused.
It's a gold-colored
gold-plated.
Yeah.
I don't know how much gold was actually on it. But it disappeared from the Harding home 9.5 years ago. This would have been in the summer of 2012. And
I was having a rough time then. I needed cash.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see you climbing up the side of the Harding home with a ladder.
No, I don't either.
All we know is that a person in the middle of the night put a ladder on the side of the Harding home on the busiest street in Marion, Mount Vernon Avenue, climbed up the side, broke a window, reached in, and all they took was the dog collar. And 9.5 years later, no leads, the dog collar's not back, we don't know anything. So, we were talking about this and Lady Justice last week, and a caller called in and said, I want to be anonymous, I don't want my name mentioned, but I will give you, now this is not a charity, this was not solicited, this has nothing to do with the radio station gets no money from this, but I will give you $1,000 because I think if a reward is offered and they can come to you and return it instead of a police or an official, that this might happen. Much like with Maxine Neff, who pledged $300 for the repair of Lady Justice, which got that whole ball started in 1980, which brought Lady Justice back after 28 years. So, what we can report of, as of this morning, the $1,000 has been turned in.
And I counted it.
And yeah. Glenn has been my second to show that it is here, and this afternoon I will be taking it to the bank to deposit it. Now, as it's my understanding that in the state of Ohio, the statute of limitations on felony theft, which would be a large amount of money for something stolen, is either 5 or 6 years, but either way, it doesn't count here because it's been 9.5 years. So the statute of limitations is over on this. So basically, if you are the person who stole it, you could bring it here right now, and I could give you $1,000. And Glenn could witness it.
Yep.
And that's that. And we are not going to turn you in. We've consulted people on this, and because of journalism and freedom of the press, and the fact that we're not involved in this in any stretch of the imagination, we wouldn't have to tell anybody if they asked us. And we're not taking a picture of you. And to be honest, we probably wouldn't even know who you were, and we certainly wouldn't ask your name and address and phone number. If you give us a dog collar, you would get the $1,000. That's what would happen.
Now, didn't you say the AP is interested in this, though?
I have heard that. I can't say for sure, but yes, I did get a call.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Now, there might be people behind the scenes that would want to get a picture of him, but rest assured, we won't take pictures of you. And
no. What would be the reason for that at this point?
Unless you want it. Some people like that publicity.
Yeah, but the $1,000 is no joke.
It's here. Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott and company.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Hey, I was looking at Google News just now. I haven't got to listen all morning, so sorry if you already covered this. Did you see on Final Jeopardy Monday that we were, like, on Jeopardy?
Now, who was on Jeopardy?
The question was about Harding, and the answer was Harding, but it... I'd have to go back and look because, like, I don't want to get the wording wrong. But the question was, what presidential candidate was from Ohio, and just like his Democratic opponent was a publisher of a newspaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Look it up. It's neat stuff.
Well, but, that's very neat.
Yes, very neat indeed, and I just wanted to say bravo on your interview with Pat Carroll. That was wonderful.
See, everybody loves to hear from Pat, don't they?
Heartwarming, loved it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes.
I understand that if you're out in front of the memorial today, John F. Kennedy is going to drive by.
Really?
So if you believe that.
Do you have that on good authority? Hey, do you guys got any fruitcakes down there? And if so, did they look like McCall threw up?
You said this, Glenn, last year.
Do you remember that, Glenn, last Christmas Eve when you said that?
No, I don't remember saying that.
Listen, Glenn was drunk last Christmas Eve. He doesn't remember it at all.
I have mild...
I was down the road in the bus, tuning in, as always, and I heard you describe the fruitcake, and you said, it's quite colorful. It looks as though a macaw has thrown up, and I laughed so hard, tears came in my eyes.
Well, sometimes I'm funny. Most of the times I'm not. Ask my wife.
That was one of the funny times. All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
You
bye-bye.
Too, Sarah. Bye-bye.
So, you know, Bob, as an out-of-towner here, what do you make of this whole Harding dog collar situation?
It's very interesting. It could make a nice little mystery story and everything. I could see either taking it, you know, fictional with a character solving the crime, or just writing it up as an outstanding mystery, you know.
Agatha Christie, here we come.
But I've actually known people who... There used to be another Harding sign out in front of the memorial, Harding Memorial, directional, pointing, you know, to the memorial, you know, and I know somebody who actually picked up that sign a couple decades ago.
Oh, really? So you know the culprit.
I know that
I'm calling 911 right now.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, there is a lot of interest in Harding.
Yeah.
Well, this dog collar, to me, it just seems so silly at this point that we're worried about prosecution and all this silliness when we could have it returned, and through the kindness of this listener, now somebody could get $1,000, which I hope would encourage somebody to do it. What a nice holiday story that would be.
I certainly hope it doesn't encourage somebody to steal something else, though. That's the only problem I see.
Well, now, how would a reward encourage somebody to steal something else?
Well, if you get $1,000 for stealing it and then returning it, it's ransom, basically.
Well, it took 10 years, though.
How about a cat collar or something else?
Yeah.
I mean, a pair of shoes.
Well, you'd have to wait till the statute of limitations ran out on that, though, so it'd be a long, long... And who's to say there would be another reward?
And you can't steal his cat. It's been dead for years.
So, by the way, you know, it's all in your court now. If you believe you... Somebody knows something, and this is my point. Somebody out there listening knows something. I'm not saying you have it, but you know something. And this is your chance to call in, 740-383-9944, because to be honest, we're not going to ask your name. We're not going to ask you how you know the person. But the money is here. So you would receive $1,000 if that dog collar turned up. Wouldn't that be nice if that turned up?
But just to be clear, you've never seen the collar. Neither
one. No, no.
So you would need to authenticate it.
Oh, certainly.
Not just something somebody people pick up at Petco or something like that. Here's a gold collar.
No, I believe it's online. All right. I believe there's pictures of it online. It was a very popular item at the Harding home for a long, long time.
You know, I think I did see it. Because we came here in 04, and I took a tour of that building probably in 06. I think I did see that dog collar. I think it was on top of a bureau right in the bedroom.
So you might have been one of the last ones to see it.
And I do own a ladder.
And a dog.
Yes, a dog.
And so it could be a whole thing.
But Buddy does not have that collar on his neck. He's too small.
Change Laddie to Buddy. It's only a couple of letters.
Yeah. It's close, yeah.
There's what it looked like when it was around. Laddie Boy's dog collar.
Which one of those? Oh, I see.
Yeah, this picture, the one in the upper right-hand corner there, that was Laddie Boy's dog collar. And it has now been missing for nearly a decade.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's kind of a nice-looking collar. It's and the gold-plated stuff looks kind of like a ladder.
But I don't believe... I think it would be hard to duplicate that, and I also think that it would not be worth $1,000. See, the story always has been is that we'll never see it again because somebody melted down the gold, and I just don't believe that makes any sense. Why would you steal this one item? You had access to other items. You stole this one item to melt down the gold to maybe make, what, $500? I mean, it just
probably
doesn't...
Probably not even that, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I think what it was a prank. I think somebody was dared to do it. Clearly, they weren't professional cat burglars because they broke a window to get into the house. And I think the next day, when it got reported to national media and everybody went, oh, my goodness, well, you're not going to bring it back because you're probably scared to death you're going to go to jail.
Yeah, and it might have been instituted by somebody thinking, well, the person who stole stole Miss Justice, or whatever her name is, maybe that kind of instituted, because that came long before this.
Well, just remember how that turned out, and that became an issue with statute of limitations, and it did come back, and now we treat Lady Justice like the bee's knees. I mean, when she comes down to be refurbished, we act like that's the greatest thing in the world.
Does she have knees, though?
She has feet. She does have feet now. So that's the story. If you know anything about Harding's dog collar, Lottie Boy's dog collar, give us a call, 740-383-9944. The reward is here now, so it can be paid if that dog collar shows back up. And also, just for the record, when it comes to all this, we will not ask you anything. If you bring it in, that's it. You could walk in right now, and nobody's going to know you, first of all, and we're not going to be asking questions. It's not that kind of a mystery for us. We just would like to see it returned. Same thing with the person who put the $1,000 up.
Yep.
So that's that story. So the phone lines are open. If you know anything about it, you know, now's your chance. It's up to you.
What type of dog was the Laddie Boy?
You know, I really don't know.
I don't either.
But 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, Bob, how's the turkey coming?
It's coming along. I just checked it during the last break, and it's browning, and it's cooking.
It's coming right along now.
I did want to take a chance. I mean, during the last hour, a caller came in with a question on a Channel 6 anchor person.
Oh, yes.
And couldn't remember her name. It finally occurred to me. The name was Liz Clayman.
Liz Clayman. Was she big?
too popular.
See, Glenn, we've done the 20 most popular Columbus, Ohio broadcasters in the history of Columbus, and we have one left. We've gotten everybody but one.
And I only knew about three or four of them.
So. Well, but I've given hints to people that it's a male. The person worked for Channel 6, and it was not a news person. It was a personality on the station, kind of like Flippo and Lucy's Toy Shop and Fritz the Night Owl, kind of like that.
Maybe part of the WLW family, local personality?
I don't think so. I think it was just a local Columbus personality. I did interview this person. So, does anybody know who it is? 740-383-9944. Now, we were in the midst of a contest here, a Family Feud Thanksgiving-themed contest. An item that a person who can't cook might be asked to bring to Thanksgiving. Now, we had drinks, salad, and dessert. There are still two left, two items. Something you would ask a person who cannot cook to bring to your Thanksgiving dinner. We have drinks, salad, and dessert. What are the remaining two items?
Laddie Boy's collar is one of them.
Was that what you bring that to Thanksgiving dinner without question? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944.
Here's a picture of Laddie Boy. He was an Airedale.
An Airedale.
Yeah.
President Harding and Old Florence had an Airedale.
Handsome dog. As a matter of fact,
you know, this category has become quite difficult for the listening audience. What would you ask a person to bring to Thanksgiving dinner who cannot cook? Now, we got drinks, a salad, and dessert, but there are still two answers left. Does anybody know what those two answers are? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, the person you're looking for is not a football coach like that. Meyer, the one you interviewed before him, he went to be up north, one of the universities. I can't think of his name.
Tressel?
Yeah, Tressel.
No, it's not a sports person.
So not a sports person at all. Okay.
Nope, not a sports person.
Okay.
Thank you. No, this Columbus, Ohio broadcast personality is not a sports person. Anybody know?
And he went to Akron, right?
Did he?
I
don't know where he went.
Youngstown.
Yeah, I knew.
All right, here comes the call. Go ahead, caller.
How about dinner rolls?
Dinner rolls, absolutely. Dinner rolls are number four on the list. How's the Thanksgiving meal coming?
It's not.
Uh-oh.
Larry had eye surgery yesterday, and we had to be at the doctor this morning, and then I went to Kroger's to pick up a couple things. Now I'm going to get my nails done and my hair done, and then I'll start cooking.
So you got a few things to do before that.
Yes.
Maybe go to a Chinese restaurant. They have great Thanksgiving dinners. I saw that on TV.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care for the one. I like House of Hunan.
There you go. Well, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Phyllis gets in today. All right, rolls, absolutely. Somebody bring the rolls.
That was the first thing I thought of.
What is the one missing item now? A person who cannot cook, what would you ask them to bring to Thanksgiving? One missing item, 740-383-9944. We've got drinks, salad, dessert, and rolls.
My wife asked me to go get brown and serve rolls, and you don't have to cook those, yeah.
Well, I think you've got to warm them up.
You got to warm them up. Yeah,
You don't want
to brown them.
Yeah, you don't want to eat them raw.
Oh no, we won't.
Glenn's getting all excited for the tur pizza.
Yes,
and that's what's really going on. So he's kind of a stutter.
I'm
here.
Hyper. I'm
go
hyper
ahead,
today.
Caller.
Yeah, Scott on the PBS channel. I was watching a nice little special about President Harding.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. He died when he was 57 years old.
57.
I didn't know he
and
did.
His wife died about a year and a half later, so.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, when you have that person on there that does the Florence Harding,
yeah,
how come they sound like they're 90 years old?
Well, I'm not really in charge of the voices of those people. I don't. Maybe they sound 90 years old to you. Do they sound 90 years old to you, Glenn?
Well, I sat next to the person that does that, and she didn't sound 90 years old to me when I was sitting next to her.
But she sounds so old, you know, but she had to be, you know, close to his age, you know, when she died, too. I mean...
Well, she was a little older than him to begin with.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing she was in her 60s.
But she did have some health problems. Maybe that contributed to her voice. But she just sounds so old, you know, when she's on there.
Plus the age. Back in that age, if you were, I guess we'd call him her an elite, they kind of affected a language that was a little different than we hear now.
Yeah, maybe she had a lung condition or something, but...
lung condition.
Well, I don't think it was a lung. No, I think it was a kidney condition.
You know, I'm 60, and I don't talk like that, you know.
I was just thinking you sounded like you were about 43.
Well, that's good, but I wish I felt like 43.
Some people do have older voices, though, and I think maybe Florence just had an older voice. But back in those days, that was the 1923, 24, you know, 60-something years old was pretty far along in life in those days.
Yeah, that was, you know, they didn't live as long back then.
No, so I'm guessing that probably has a lot to do with it. Plus, she was a kind of an erudite type of person. I mean, she was First Lady of the United States. The Kling family had money, so maybe she just had that breeding that made her speak that way.
Yeah, they did bring up about, you know, Harding having that affair and, you know, a child, and, you know, the test was done, and, you know, it was confirmed that that was actually his, you know, offspring. You know, they did talk about that, too.
Absolutely.
And he was pretty popular after he died, but then stuff came out about that Teapot Dome, you know, scandal and stuff like that, and he kind of, I kind of hurt his popularity, you know, after that, but...
Kind of drove him down. Are you excited to hear the conclusion of the Big Tur Pizza next hour?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how that tastes.
Glenn's going first.
If he dies, you ain't going to eat any of it.
No, no. If he drops dead, I'll have to pass. I'll have to pass on that one.
I'll take the first bite, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
He took it.
Did you find out how old Florence Harding was?
No, I didn't. Sorry. I was trying to get a sound.
Are you playing with your phone over there?
No,
what are you doing?
I was trying to get her voice, how her voice sounded.
I know she had some medical conditions. I just wonder if she had a lung condition or something that made her, you know, sound so old.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hard to tell. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, same to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
And when it comes to experimental cooking, the cook usually goes first. Just, you know, like throwing yourself on a grenade or something, you know, just to make sure.
Now, have you ever prepared this before?
This particular recipe? No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this will be interesting.
I may not want to go first.
Go ahead, caller.
I said you had to. I said I would.
The person that portrays Florence Harding is a man.
That's true.
Well, not here in town.
The one that we play is a man, yes.
But, yeah, the one that is recording, she is a man, so that could make a difference in her voice too. And also on the contest, I guess they would bring paper plates.
You know, paper plates is not on the list, but that's a good guess.
It is, yeah.
Okay,
thank you. No paper plates on the list. We're looking for an item that a person who can't cook might be asked to bring to Thanksgiving dinner. We've got drinks, salad, dessert, rolls, and one item left. Now, Bob will also be in here on Friday, topping our WWGH Christmas tree this year. It's going to be a big ceremony. It's like Rockefeller Center in here on Friday. The tree will be up, and we're going to top that thing. We'll talk about that momentarily. Go ahead, caller. Hey, how you going? How's it doing, Bob, today?
You want to describe cheese or veggie tray on that?
No cheese or veggie tray. Bob, are you in the holiday spirits today?
Oh, I've been in the spirits for the last week.
Oh, you've been in the spirits for the... What kind of spirits are you into, Bob?
Well, a little bit of everything right now.
A little bit of everything. Okay.
I'm making up my slushies and stuff for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear. So you're into the holiday spirit.
Yeah, I'm getting them all made up and having it all ready for the morning.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling. All right, Bob is into the holiday spirit of things. 740-383-9944. What is an item? What, or I don't know, R is. What's an item you would have somebody bring to Thanksgiving dinner who could not cook? Now, the big tree topping ceremony happens Friday morning here, Bob. Now, what is this tree topper?
Do you want me to tell?
Well, we should wait for Friday. Yeah, we got to keep it a mystery.
Yeah,
go ahead, caller.
Be unique.
How about a decoration or the centerpiece for the table or something?
No. Good guess, though. You know what? I've always said a good gift to bring to a Thanksgiving dinner, if you want to bring something, is a poinsettia. Because people bring them to Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but you get rid of them in a week.
Didn't you mean a poinsettia?
Is that a town? What is that? Poinsettia.
We've had that fight before.
Yeah, but your poinsettia, that's not even what people say.
No, they don't.
They say poinsettia.
Yes. Those of us who are ignorant Midwesterners.
No, I'm just saying, what is poinsettia?
Well, I think that's the way it's spelled or something. So I was told that that's the way it's pronounced.
Have you been into the holiday spirit yourself today?
But I'm going to get there soon.
I don't know. Now, so the WWGH official tree topper, which will be used from here on out till we're all dead, will make its debut on the tree on Friday morning, so you got to tune in for that here on the station. That is going to be quite an effort. Now, will it have lights on it?
You just don't quit, do you?
No, it was a question. That was a question, not so much of a demand.
Well, if you shine a light on it, it'll have a light on it.
If we shine a light on it, it will have a light on it.
Offering a flashlight.
It was a question, Glenn. It was a question. It wasn't so much of a... I just wondered because, you know, the angels are all lit up and the stars are all lit up. I didn't know if this was lit up or not.
I'll be lit up if you want.
You'd be lit up here on the Big Friday show.
Bob and I are in there.
It's going to be a show Friday morning. All right, what's the one item you would ask a person who can't cook to bring to Thanksgiving dinner? We've got drink, salad, dessert, rolls. What's the one item left? 740-383-9944. What are you doing?
Okay, you got to listen to this. Are you ready?
Okay.
Hang on. This is the way it's really pronounced. Uh-oh.
Well, you timed that one right.
Hang on.
Poinsettia.
No, I don't think that's right. No, it's poinsettia. Everybody says poinsettia.
I know, I do too. But I knew last time we had an argument about that. I knew I was right. It's poinsettia.
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say like paper plates or other ways?
No paper products, but a good guess.
Thank you.
No paper products.
In some of our old past family get-togethers, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, was a horrible cook. and she would always be assigned deviled eggs.
Oh, I love deviled eggs.
Now, see, I think...
Chewed them up.
Well, deviled eggs are a little difficult, though, because you got to crack that shell without breaking the egg white. I think it's a little tricky, and you can screw up a deviled egg.
Yeah, you can.
Go ahead, caller.
I know.
How about ice?
What's that?
Ice.
What'd you say?
A bag of ice.
Not a bag of ice.
That's a good answer,
guess, though.
Yeah.
No bags of ice.
That's a good answer.
What is the answer here today?
Yeah, you got to have some ice to put mixed drinks in.
Those mixed drinks in on the holiday, the big Thanksgiving holiday, which is upon us. Go ahead, caller.
Bring your appetite.
You do need to bring your appetite, but not the answer. Good guess. You do need to bring your appetite. That is for sure. Remember, the turkey... No, the pizza stuffed turkey. I'd just start with the word pizza, and I'd be better off here.
Now, how many people are you having to your place on Thanksgiving?
Well, I was thinking about that last night. Now, at this point, I think it's at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Somewhere between 8 and 10, I think.
That's what I'm having at my house, so we'll have some fun.
Oh, really? We're going to have a big Thanksgiving get-together. Go ahead, caller.
Pepto-Bismol.
Well, no Pepto-Bismol on the list, but it certainly is needed if you're going to have a fruitcake to start the holiday season.
Don't you even start, Scott.
Do you say
at least wait until the Christmas season.
Well, it's coming quick. Are you going to come in Friday for the big tree-topping ceremony? It's like Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, right. I watched them put the tree up in Founders Park.
They put the tree up in Founders Park?
Yeah.
Is it lit?
No, not yet. I don't think they have it decorated, but
It has been erected.
Really? Well, that's news.
My partner just called me on my radio here on the bus and informed me out on the east side at Lowe's, they have fresh cut Christmas trees for the low introductory price of $109.
Well, that's why you go to the Wyman.
That's why you wait to celebrate Christmas for, like, remember how I took and told you about the Valentine's candy? You wait till it goes, like, 90% off. You just wait till, like, a week or two after Christmas and snatch one off someone's curb. You might get lucky. Maybe they were too lazy to undecorate it.
I don't think you really can wait, though, till the day after Christmas to have a Christmas tree, can you?
Free one.
Christmas is whenever you want it.
I don't know. I thought there was a day that we celebrated Christmas.
Stick it to the man. Well, you know, historians, they will even tell you that ain't the day Jesus was born. They don't even think that.
Oh, well, that is a shame,
when
then.
When we celebrate his birth. Yeah, haven't you ever heard that?
Not really.
It was a pagan holiday back, and it kept the Christians from being slaughtered by celebrating his birthday on a pagan holiday, because the Romans were so stupid they didn't realize that they were celebrating Jesus' birth. That's what my dad told me.
Well, that's a holiday story. if I've ever heard one, that's a holiday story. Jeez. Thanks for calling. No, that's not... Not the end. Are we going to get this? An item that a person who can't cook would be asked to bring to Thanksgiving dinner, the big din-din tomorrow. We've got drinks, salad, dessert, rolls, one answer left. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is?
And I have no smeller, and I'm starting to smell our turkey.
Turkey pizza.
The turpizza is nearly done.
I can smell it.
My goodness gracious. We got to take some pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
Better be fast, because I'm running out of juice in my camera.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys. I don't have any questions to answer or anything like that. I just wanted to wish the both of you a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. I hope you both have a good day and enjoy your meals and your company.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Fred?
Oh, not much of anything. My father-in-law's going to come over, and my wife and I, my father-in-law, will celebrate Thanksgiving together. My son, of course, lives in Florida, and most of my relatives are clear down in southern Ohio, or if not, long since deceased, so there's not too much left around here, but we'll have a good day.
Oh, good, good.
And that's Governor Cox you're talking to, not Fred.
Or one of many people. Hey, are you still planning to do the... Christmas buses that you had talked about earlier in the year?
We're hoping to do that. We still have a call in to one of the school districts here in town, and they're trying to get the issue worked out with insurance. I have not heard back from any churches. You know, basically, it's just a bus. We need a bus, and I don't even think size is important.
Have you talked to anybody like Primrose or Kingston? I know they have smaller buses, but that they use to transport people around for different things.
You know, that's a good idea.
Maybe Mary Ellen can
help us out with Primrose,
I know when we were still doing the Behind Closed Doors tours for the Historical Society, Kingston used to provide a bus for us for those people that either didn't want to drive the route themselves or, you know, weren't able to find parking places, that type of thing. So, I don't know, that's a possibility.
So it didn't matter if they were a resident or not?
I'm sorry?
I say a normal person could get on. You didn't have to be a resident.
No. When we did the Behind Closed Doors tours, they just donated a bus and a driver for us and, you know, pretty much provided that for us for the day that we did that Behind the Closed Doors tour.
I don't know if you remember that or not, but that's
an idea. And I would probably, if I were you, maybe give Bob Goyer a call.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
He works part-time out of Kingston. I think he's partially retired. That's what he told me.
Anyway. Ah, very nice. Well, hey, what do you make of the dog collar situation?
Fill me in. Now, are you talking about the dog collar that's gone? Or what?
Yeah, the Harding dog collar. Somebody called on Friday and offered a $1,000 reward for its return, and today they dropped off the money. So there's a reward now.
My gosh, that's been, 5 or 6 years ago that disappeared?
Nine
years. Oh, my word. Well, where does time go, you know?
That's right.
No, that's interesting. I hope that stimulates some interest. It'd be nice if that thing showed up.
Sure would.
Well, you know, it's like so many different things, you know, over the years. You don't know whether things like that get taken and sold on the black market or whether they're kept in private collections or what. I know years ago, and this is a little tie back to Malabar Farm. I don't know what time it is. We haven't.
Yeah. Wait, we got about 6 minutes.
Okay. Years ago, Lloyd Brumfield's collection of rare books and papers and things like that were housed at the campus of Ohio State University in Mansfield. And over the years, if you wanted to look at those, you could go in and make a special request, and generally it was no problem. You could, you know, look at what you wanted to, but they weren't allowed to leave the premises. And I don't remember whether it was one of the Malabar Farm Foundation's board members or just an individual was doing some research and went in to look at one particular item, and it wasn't there. And so that prompted a search, and it was discovered that several other items were missing. And apparently somebody who was in charge of that particular room have been taking some of those items out trying to sell them on the internet.
See, well, and it's interesting, Fred, because here, for a long time, the story on this Harding dog collar, and I've waited a long time to get back into this heavy, was that somebody stole it, and because, you know, you couldn't sell it because of all the attention on it, that somebody just took the gold and melted it down and sold it, and that was it. But see, I don't believe that's what happened, because it's gold-plated, and really the gold that you would melt down, first of all, you'd put yourself at great danger because there were a lot of police looking for it at that time. So you wouldn't do it for quick money, and certainly there are a lot of ways you could get quick money other than doing that.
Right.
Number two, you had to know the Harding home at that time had no security system. They broke a window on Mount Vernon Avenue in the middle of the night. That could have been heard so easy. They were carrying a ladder that they left on the side of the building when they stole it. They knew right where the dog collar was in the middle of the night. They didn't take anything else. So I believe what happened was it was a dare. It was a prank. Most likely it was probably somebody in their teens or 20s, because you'd have to be of that age to get up there and down pretty quick.
Sure.
I think they took it as a prank, a dare, or whatever, and I think that when all the attention came the next day and it was a crime, I think they got panicked.
Got scared.
And I think that's why we've never seen it since. But the statute of limitations has run out. 5 or 6 years, whichever you believe in Ohio, is the statute of limitations for felony theft. So that's went by the wayside. You now get $1,000 for bringing it back. We have said we're not going to ask any questions. Probably won't even know the person who brings it in here. So, you know, I think it's time for it to come back.
Well, I hope you're right. I was thinking, too, anybody that knew anything about gold and items made from gold, there are always other trace metals involved in that when you're making something out of it. So there could be silver, copper, or something else in there besides pure gold. So
that's right.
So yeah, you may be right, and I hope you are right. I would love to see that returned.
One other quick question, Fred. The time capsule in Lady Justice, have you heard of anything about this, and will it make its way to the Historical Society? Because clearly it didn't go back up in Lady Justice.
Well, I would assume that it would, because when they did the remodeling, you know, a number of years ago at the courthouse, Charlie was still alive. The time capsule contents that were taken out then were brought over to the Historical Society. We actually had them on display for about a year. In fact, I remember how Charlie talked about the silverfish in there that were still alive when they opened the box. So I would assume that that will eventually make its way to Heritage Hall.
I would hope so.
I will talk to Kerr Murray. He's on our Board of Trustees at the Historical Society, and ask him what is going on with it and if it will make its way over to Heritage Hall. But I would assume it would, because it is part of the county's history.
Now, let us know if you hear anything, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks to you guys, and look forward to talking to both of you in the near future.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Well, that's an interesting idea. We have a pretty good relationship, not just because of Mary Ellen, but that helps, but just with Primrose in general. I've been doing shows out at Primrose for many, many years. So that's a very interesting possibility. Bob, do you have a bus for our Christmas lights tour?
I practiced the 12 bottles of Christmas, and so by Christmas time, I'll probably be too crocked to drive a bus.
Be able to drive a bus.
I like this.
Go ahead, caller.
Better late than never. Happy Thanksgiving from Donaldson.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good. As I say, I'm running late, but it's all right. And I'm very thankful for Thanksgiving for family, and I'm thankful for our country. And You know, as Warren Buffett used to say, when you ask, how'd you get so rich? He said, I won the lottery. I said, what? What do you mean you, a great financier, wins the lottery? Yes, I was born in the United States. I'm thankful for that.
Hey, that's a great set. Sam, so good to hear you on the day before Thanksgiving. You and your family have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Always good to hear from you.
Same to you, Scott. See you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, how about that? The legendary Sam Donaldson from ABC News.
Yeah.
He's become such a good friend.
Yeah.
Kind of like Pat Carroll, who will do things like that. Just a good, good guy, no matter how you feel about Sam Donaldson's opinion or politics or any of that. A good guy.
Yeah, he seems like a very thoughtful... Well, you know he's got to be a very brilliant person because he was so... erudite with his language and his his political
better
analysis.
Than you right now.
Yeah, political analysis.
Glenn is
I'm stumbling today.
What are they fluffing? You're foofing. Foofing, I think, is what they call that in the Yiddish language. Go ahead, caller.
Is that the person you're looking for? Were they on the news, like the weather, or are they just a famous person, personality?
They were not on the news or weather, but they were on the station, and they had their own show.
You know, that's pretty cool.
The person I can think is that Reinhardt, the mayor down there. I can't think of anybody.
Buck Reinhardt? No, not Buck Reinhardt.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Not a politician, not a sports figure, not a newsman, not a weather person, not a sports person. They had their own show on the station. I believe it was 30 minutes, ran for quite a while, almost became a network show. Hmm. In the vein of Flippo, Fritz the Night Owl, Lucy's Toy Shop, this was about the only other big show in the Columbus area at that time. It would have been in that vein. Well, I tell you what, we got a break here. We've got the Big Tour Pizza coming up. We thank Sam Donaldson for calling in. Hope you're slaving over a stove right now and enjoying yourself listening to WWGH, where today the G stands for Gobble Gobble. Coming back in just about 10 minutes.
Just been wonderful.
Well, I tell you, you've been nice to me, too, I'll tell you. As I said, you're my favorite interviewer.
Well, that is...